morning. 9:07. Beautiful day going on here. Partly cloudy, 59 degrees. Welcome to the Thursday edition here of The Morning Show. And guess who's back?
She's back.
From your travels, Jana Byrne, Richland Wilkin Foundation. Good morning.
Good morning. Great day to be here. What a beautiful day.
It is. I love it when the weather's like this, cool enough where I can just kind of crack the window open, makes things nice.
We had to flip the calendar to get there, right? June.
Oh, yeah. Here we are.
Right?
Well, you've been busy at the foundation. You've been writing some grants and some grant money, I should say.
Yeah.
Tell us about this.
Yeah. You know, so we raise money, and then the fun time of the year, we do it twice a year. In May and October, we grant out money to our nonprofits, and just went through another round. Our advisory board got together, and, you know, it's interesting because we had probably 2 to 3 times the amount of requests this time around than the checkbook could actually handle. And so we had some tough work to do. Mm-hmm. Had to dig into really what the needs were right now, and could some of it be postponed? Could some of it, look a different way? But we're really excited to have done that. So we've got the two funds, remember. I talk about this a lot, but we've got our endowment fund, which is the permanent fund, mm-hmm. where we spend the earnings off of that. And so that's about $20,000 to $25,000 a year.
Okay.
And then we have our annual fund that is, I always call that kind of the checkbook. That's the
checkbook.
Reoccurring, yeah. And so we've got about $60,000 to $70,000 that we spend out of that. So we're pushing $80,000 a year that we're giving out of that. So we'll be about half of that now in May, mm-hmm. that we'll give out. So it's exciting. We've got a couple fun ones this time. So the community theater, they've been doing that summer theater, and we've mm-hmm. got, used to be, I think her, I don't remember her married name, but Taylor Hout comes back and directs that. And so that was one of the grants that we gave some money to support that. It's such a great, I think this community is really responsive to the theater and that mm-hmm. type of thing. So that's kind of fun. And then we supported some art supplies over at the Red Door Art Gallery this summer.
Okay.
They're going to do some painting classes and some etching classes. I can't remember the authors that are, or the artists that are coming in, but kids can come over and learn to paint.
What a great resource.
Yeah, and kids are always looking for something to do. And I know there's a lot of sports and that type of thing, but not everybody's into sports. Mm-hmm. I had a couple of those at my house that were looking for other things. So a lot of great, great programs out. And, certainly Kinship and Someplace Safe and Three Rivers Crisis and the Food Pantry and all those are all part of our list too, but it's always fun to kind of highlight a couple different ones this time.
Aren't you amazed for communities our size that we have all the resources that we do have? We have all of these great organizations.
Exactly. Yeah. And a lot of great dedicated people that are working within those organizations. So mm-hmm. for them to get a grant from us, they do have to be a 501c3. So they have to be recognized from the government or from the tax codes as a nonprofit. So it's just amazing though how many great organizations are out there and doing such good work.
Well, like the foundation. Let's not leave out the foundation.
Right, right.
Another great organization.
Yeah. We're just kind of the, maybe just a little bit of the gatekeeper to mm-hmm. help bring all of our resources together and efficiently bring it together and then, be able to grant that out to the organizations. And many of them still have to do some of their own fundraising, but it's a rewarding job and very, very fulfilling.
Let's talk about the golf tournament you got coming up.
Yeah, so that's something new we're going to try this summer. We have one of our board members that brought that idea together, and we're going to partner on that program in July. It's July 20, I want to say it's the 22nd, if that is a Thursday. And we're going to do some, some golfing, and there's a whole other group of people that maybe don't know about the foundation and some of the work that we're doing. And so I'm going to bring it outside and hope to raise some money that day as well and bring awareness.
Foundation's been really good about making people aware of what you're all about. You do.
Just
you have
a lot of
good events.
Different things. Yeah, mm-hmm. We just had that Cinco de Mayo event over there at the Brew and raised a bunch of money. And our recipient from that, I don't think I've been on the air since that, was the Valley Lake Boys Home. And
fantastic.
So they've adopted a new little puppy. His name is River. And she happened to bring the puppy that night.
Oh, man.
So, but what an interesting thing. They just talk about a dog and how much help that is to maybe some troubled boys and just, there's something about a puppy.
Well, and that organization too, Valley Lake, I mean, they've been there and Joanna just doing such an amazing job out there too.
I think they're having their golf tournament today as well. So if you're looking for something to do this afternoon,
okay.
What a good reason to have to go help a charity, right?
Absolutely.
This beautiful day.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Well, Jana, great to have you stop back in. Good to see you again.
Yeah, you're, great to see you moving around with your new knee.
With my new titanium knee here.
I'm moving a little. Stopped at the airport now, maybe.
Yeah, I'm going to be nothing but metal by the time the whole thing's through. But yeah,
finally
hobbling around and welcome back. Appreciate you stopping in.
Sounds good.
Jana Bird, Richland Wilkin Foundation. It's 912 of the Voice of the Valley, AM 1450, KBMW. Good morning.
20% of the general population have hearing loss and can't understand speech in noisy places. The universal blue and white hearing loss sign.